You are listening to The Dungeon on 91.3 WLVR in Bethlehem. And with us now is a true guitarist, a true player. And he's played with David Lee Roth, Rob Halford in the band 2, Paul Stanley, Marilyn Manson, and is currently the guitarist for Rob Zombie. Whew. And that's only the half of it, but he is John 5. And welcome, John. Thanks for taking some time out for us tonight.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good. And I said a true guitarist and a true player because, I mean, you play a lot of different styles and you played with a lot of different people. You know, to me, that's a true guitarist, a true player. So what style exactly got you to play? What musical style got you to first pick up the guitar? And how old were you?
Let's see. I mean, I guess the first thing, I loved the Monkees and I loved, like the TV show Hee Haw and things like that. I really, really enjoyed that stuff. So I think that's what really got me into music. And so then after that, you know, I got into Kiss and I started taking lessons. I started taking lessons around age 7.
Okay.
So it was, and I was really, really into it, and I just always stuck with it. Yeah, it was, and I started taking lessons right away.
And you haven't put it down since.
I haven't put it down yet.
No, and don't. And I know we don't have much time tonight, but I'd like to quickly talk about your new solo album, Requiem, which is your fourth, right?
Yes, it's my fourth. It's my fourth CD, and I try to put them out as much as I can, as so people can enjoy them. But it's been, I first started out with Vertigo, and I just put it out for fun for my friends and stuff. But it took off, and I was like, well, geez, I got to just keep making these, and I loved making them, and it's been incredible. I've been so lucky.
But do you constantly write? It seems to me, because you've been putting them out, and a solo album, especially yours, seems to be more like an outlet,
Absolutely. It is, I just love playing like that, and, I don't really get a chance to do it that often, and, but now, I have the great opportunity of putting out these CDs, and it's just been so much fun, and I've been doing these clinics now, and it's just been incredible.
And even though the new one the instrumental album, it's still kind of a concept album in that it has, yeah, to me anyway, it still has a consistent theme to it, which
oh,
is
absolutely they all do, and it's not just thrown together or anything like that. A lot of these CDs all have meanings to them, and every song title means something, and so it's really great that way.
And how about this one? What does this one mean?
Well, this one is, Requiem means Songs for the Dead, and I had some passings, like some family members that passed, and how it's so painful. So what I did is all the song titles are after torture devices, and so every song, you can look up, and it's a torture device. So it's a wild thing. So it's neat for everyone to look these up and see what they all mean,
and to do research on their own,
Yeah.
So is it harder to write an instrumental, or is it more difficult to write something with lyrics, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know. It's just, I try to do my best with both, and I think any of them is difficult because I try to do, try to make them interesting and try to make them good, So, but people dig them, so I'm going to keep going with this.
And I've heard on this one, on the new one, Requiem, that you recorded it during the night. So, first of all, is that true? And secondly, if it is there any special reason or benefit to that?
Well, I was, what I did was I was on tour, during Rob Zombie, we were opening up for Ozzy, and I didn't really have much time. So we would, I would go in at night and record as much as I could. So I had to be very prepared. but yeah, it's, you know, you get a little crazy in the middle of the night. So things, you know, just my mind was wandering and running and stuff, but it turned out really, really cool. But yeah, that was the only time I got a chance to work and to record. So, you know, I loved it. It was cool to do it that way too.
Did you record mostly on the road then?
No, I would fly in and do it that way.
Got you. Yeah. I got you. So, and you're constantly writing, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm constantly writing because, you know, I've been putting out, you know, a lot of records. I think it's 4 records since 2003, you know, just instrumental records. And then you got, you know, all this zombie stuff and all the other stuff I've been doing. So it's a lot of work.
You're a maniac, man. You're a worker, which is good. Which is good. Okay, and so now you're coming to our area very, very soon.
Yeah,
and Fender and Dave Phillips are helping to bring you here to Dave Phillips in Allentown on Friday, September 12th for a guitar clinic. And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what we can expect at the clinic?
Yeah, what's going to happen is, you know, instead of doing a concert, I was like, well, you know, I started out in the West Coast doing these clinics and, you know, put them on for free so everybody could come, you know, watch me play the songs and, you know, ask questions and also, you know, take a picture, you know, get an autograph. And I think it's a lot more personable that way. You know, I get to meet everybody and say hello and things like that, because at a concert, you know, you can't do that. It's like everybody having a backstage pass, you know, at the clinic tour. So it's a lot better that way, I think.
And how long have you been doing the clinics?
Not long. I only did like 6 of them here in the on the west side. So it's been a new thing. But they went off so well that I was like, well, geez, we got to take this back east and do it.
Have you taught guitar? You know, as like a guitar teacher.
Oh, have I taught guitar?
Yeah,
I didn't understand you. Yes, sometimes I'll you know, teach and things like that. But it's, you know, I'm so busy working, so I don't really teach that often. But you know, because I've been so busy. But sometimes I get a chance to do it, but not that often.
And like I mentioned, Fender is helping bring you here to us on the 12th. What makes Fender the choice for you? What is it about Fender?
You know, I always loved those Telecasters. Like I said before, in the, you know, in the during Hee Haw, I loved those Telecasters and all that stuff. So I just am a true Telecaster fan, and I'm going to be, you know, promoting the Telecasters, my Telecasters there. And also, I have this pedal out with Zoom, and it's really, really a cool pedal. And each of these things I'm promoting are not expensive at all. They're very inexpensive, to say the least. You know, the pedal is like under $100, and the guitar that I'm going to be promoting is under $200. And so it's, you know, it's great stuff, and that's what I'm going to be using, you know, because when I was a kid, it's like, you know, you didn't have to have $1 million to get a cool guitar. You know, you could just, you know, buy a couple $100 guitar and it works, you know. So it's what I'm going to be promoting.
Now, what kind of pedal is it? Is it a series of pedals, or is it just one specific? Is
it's
it like
one
distortion pedal?
It's made by Zoom, Samson, and it's my signature pedal, and it is just incredible. It's got tons of sounds in it, and I use it in the studio all the time. It's really cool.
Okay, so it's not just a distortion pedal.
No, it's got like 40 different signature sounds in it, so it's great, you know, it's really cool.
Pedals have come a long, long way.
They have come a long way.
You know, does anybody use like the effect racks, you know, that they used to have?
Yeah.
Do you still use those, or is it like one or two pedals nowadays?
I used to use them in Manson a lot, but not anymore. You know, I haven't been using those a lot. You know, I've been just using just pedals, and that's it. So make it a lot easier, you know, because, you know, the easier, the better for me.
Right. And you're going to do like a question and answer too. You're there from 7 to 9 on Friday, September 12th.
Yeah.
So you'll be...
Yes, I'm going to answer questions, sign autographs, you know, everything. So it's going to be, you know, going to be a lot of fun. Those are kind of sterile, but it's going to be a blast. So it's not going to be anything, you know, uncomfortable or anything like that. It's going to be fun.
So here's your chance. Here's everybody's chance to both meet and learn from John 5.
Yep, it's going to be fun.
Which will be great. Again, that's Friday, September 12th from 7 to 9 at Dave Phillips on Union Boulevard in Allentown.
That's right.
And for more info, they can go to your website, correct?
Yes, they can. Yeah, which is john-5.com or, you know, my MySpace, which is, I think it's John 5 Official.
And don't forget, in the website, don't forget the dash in john-5.com. So,
yeah.
And I want to thank you, John, and I know, you know, very limited time, but I hope we get to talk again at some point, because there's a lot more I'd like to cover with you.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Sure. You got it. Thanks, John.
All right. Take care.